Good evening, guys and dolls. Katie says hi, hi. It is Sunday, July 29th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of To Live and Grind in LA, broadcasting to you live from sunny Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's broadcast with one of my favorite songs by Peaches called Suck the Pain Away. Here you go. By Peaches. And for anybody who hasn't seen the music video that accompanies that song, you should check it out on YouTube because it has a great you know, incidental tribute to the Andy Griffith Show. She implants herself into the scene, and all kinds of wonderful magic happens. Yes. So I will play one more song for you, and I'll get started on some of this news and what the big idea about Augustus is. Ooh. So for now, I'll go ahead and play the song That Kind Thing by Shayui, and I'll be right back with you. August. Not quite, but almost. I'm going to go ahead and straddle again here and just fill you in a little bit on some things that will be taking place in August, and also a little tiny bit about the history of what we know as August. So for August, there's like goat cheese month in the U.S., Black Business Month, Audio Appreciation Month, and a whole slew of other things, but those were the three that stood out most to me. Yay. And, okay, yes. So August was originally named Sextilis in Latin, and it was renamed to commemorate the founder of the Roman Empire, Augustus, and he also was coincidentally its first emperor, the Roman Empire's first emperor, until his death on August 19th in 14 AD. He held a collection of powers granted to him for life by the Senate, including supreme military command and those of tribune and censor. And I guess he was adopted posthumously from Julius Caesar before Caesar's death. So that's kind of how he went up the ranks into gaining power and all this. So kind of neat, kind of cool. And let's see. I will get together some local news for you. I have it all in a little area on one of my computers, and I will share some of these things with you, especially for Los Angelinos and the 405 freeway, and then some like world news and sexy news and fun time. But in the meanwhile, let me go ahead and give you something to groove to while I prepare you for what's coming up. Go ahead and check out, let's see, how about, almost here, there we go, Halfway Home by Assimilation, and this is my halfway period through the year for me. This is my 26th episode, so, yay. So, yeah, to celebrate, let's listen to Halfway Home by Assimilation, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you go. that was Assimilation with their song Halfway Home. Okay, yeah, so briefly here, there's been a lot in the local news about Carmageddon 2 heading this way. If anybody remembers last year, there was Carmageddon 1 on the second week of July. Now there's going to be another one, and they're going to be doing a series of them, or freeway closures anyways, that is part of a multi-task project here through till the end of summer, so towards the end of September. And so they're trying to, like, I don't know, juggle around big events that will be happening in the meanwhile. But I guess they're asking everybody to think about carpooling and finding alternate routes when they have inconvenient closures of the 405 freeway. So I don't know. I'd recommend Sepulveda Pass if it's unobstructed. Otherwise, PCH. That's all. That's the best I can think of for that. I know with the Olympics, what was it? Our team, U.S., won in basketball. And I think China is ahead of everyone with their wins. I'm going to get the official tally that I was looking at earlier up for anybody who is unaware of what's going on with the London, the London Olympics. My puppy is being a little rambunctious right now. And I will get a bit more news for you in just a moment, but I'll go ahead and give you the call-in number. It's 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you are listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'll go ahead and play. I'm going to play. Je m'en vais by the Lumianas, and I'll be right back.
you.
That was the Louisiana with Je M'en Vais. And now I will play some erotica for you. Here we have Intro to Sex on Planes. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Stay tuned. I'm about to read you a very naughty erotic story of mine. It's called Sex in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Why can't I say that word correctly? You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
Automobile. It's just now through me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggles.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Ugh. Oh. Hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on. Someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Oh, my. Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, typically? A tissue? Napkins? Seat indentations on the skin? Rug burn? Darkness? A light switch? Mystery? Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time, okay, excruciating time, when nature called. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary the only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while cramped in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so. En route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabins and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest. There's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who is actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night.
That was Sex on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's one of the, about 15 to 20 erotic stories that will be in my anthology coming out later this year in its final version. Yes, okay. So as far as the 2012 London Olympics, the top three teams as it stands right now are China, U.S., and Italy. China has 12 medals, U.S. has 11, and Italy has 7. And one of my favorites, France, I don't know if they're in fifth or sixth place on two different websites. They're listed differently, but yeah, they're in the top 10, so yay, awesome. What else? I was just looking, there's actually going to be the first Indian woman, woman from India, to strip naked in Playboy, and she's going to be in the November edition coming out, and the way she got it was basically she wrote in and assigned herself or suggested herself, and they gladly said, yes, come on aboard. She's stunning. She's hot. Her name's Sherilyn Chopra, and she's a Bollywood film actress. So I'm definitely going to check that out. I hope you guys will too. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'm trying to pick out which story I might want to read tonight live on the air. Still looking through a few things. Not quite sure. I welcome your suggestions, but otherwise I'll choose something very, very soon. But go ahead and listen to... let's see. How about... yes. Jeez. Houdini Act by Mongrel. And I will be right back. Here you go.
Can't hear your sorry lies. Don't want your
was the song Houdini Act by Mongrel. You can check out more of their music on Naked Girls Radio, which can be found at nakedgirlsradio.com right after this broadcast. I'm going to go ahead and share with everyone my half-year stats for Playtime with Sandra Radio. I started broadcasting with Blog Talk Radio in February, so this is these are the statistics, the stats from February through till just before tonight's episode. And as it stands right now, there have been 7,834 listens spread out over 25 shows. And the top three Playtime episodes thus far are in first place, like Playtime for Swing Sets, a Mandy Monroe and Co. show. That one is in the number one spot with 979 listens. Number two is Playtime with Sandra and I Will Have an Other, my interview with the luscious, wonderful, lustful Tina Rocks with 586 listens. And number three is the eternal return of Fantasy with 522 listens. And the vast majority of the viewership, or viewer listenership, comes from you all browsers. And then second place is Windows Media, and then TuneIn, and then smartphones, and then iTunes. Yay! So I'm looking forward to double, triple, quadruplifying those listens. But thank you very much for everyone tuning in and continuing to enjoy and amuse yourself and arouse yourself with Playtime with Sandra Radio. I hope that you continue to listen. I have fun doing it. yeah. So let's see. I'm going to go ahead and play a song that I actually had on my website on toliveandgrindinla.com just a few weeks ago, and it's hot. And for those of you who are familiar with me and my taste in music, you probably aren't too surprised that the song that I will be playing is Kinda Outta Luck by Lana Del Rey. She's so freaking cute. I love her. So anyways, enjoy this song, and I will be right back.
A name gasped in the night. One last word of a dying man. But one word that tells a thousand stories of a woman who left her mark on every man she met.
Had more to offer a man in a glance than most women give in a lifetime. Knew what she wanted. Wasn't too particular how she got it. Loving her was like shaking hands with the devil.
Dark side truth. You never did.
That was Kinda Outta Luck by Lana Del Rey. Yes. So I've narrowed it down a little bit, everyone, as to what what I may be reading tonight live for everyone. I'm a big fan of Langston Hughes, and I have selected poems of Langston Hughes, and I'm having a hard time picking exactly which one I want to read, because there are about probably 100 or so in here. But give me one more song, please, and then I will read it for you. I will make a selection, and yes, that'll be that. But here you go. I am going to play Cry Blue by Frank Joshua. Here you go. Fortune teller looked in my hand. Fortune teller said, "Madam, it's just good luck. You ain't dead." Fortune teller squeezed my hand. She squinted up her eyes. Fortune teller said, "Madam, you ain't wise." I said, "Please explain to me what you mean by that." She said, "You must recognize where your fortune's at." I said, "Madam, tell me," for she was madam too, "where is my fortune at? I'll pay some mind to you." She said, "Your future, honey, lies right in yourself. You ain't gonna find it on nobody else's shelf." I said, "What man you're talking about?" She said, "Madam, be calm. For one more dollar and a half, I'll read your other poem." That was Madam and the Fortune Teller. And the second one is Madam and the Wrong... Hold on. Puppy. Shh. Okay. I'll read the second one. Madam and the Wrong Visitor. A man knocked three times. I never seen him before. He said, "Are you Madam?" I said, "What's the score?" He said, "I reckon..." Okay, he's doing that part. "You don't know my name, but I've come to call on you just the same." I stepped back like he had a charm. He said, "I really don't mean no harm. I'm just old Death, and I thought I might pay you a visit before night." He said, "You're Johnson, Madam Alberta Kay?" I said, "Yes, but Alberta ain't going with you today." No sooner had I told him than I awoke. The doctor said, "Madam, your fever's broke. Nurse, put her on a diet and buy her some chicken." I said, "Better buy two, because I'm still here kicking." That was Madam and the Wrong Visitor with little segues and interludes by Sir Fyodor Kafka, my little Russian toy. Okay. Now I will play Cut the Chain, and then I'll be right back with you. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And that was the song Cut the Chain. Yes. So now I'm going to play a never-before-heard song on Playtime with Sandra Radio, but it is available on Naked Girls Radio, and that song is Pretty In It by the Subway Strippers, and I will be right back. group Ellipse with the song Melody. And so we've come to the end of the hour for tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio. I encourage you to check out NakedGirlsRadio.com and to their music, which continues onwards and onwards into the night, and you'll hear more erotica, more playtime, fun time, and awesome, awesome musicians. So feel free to check it out. And I will end tonight's broadcast with playing a selection that I actually, it's Amir Diab. He's an Egyptian artist that I first learned about the first time I went to Paris when I was 18 years old, so about 11 years ago. And I'll play that on the way out for tonight. And I'll see you next week, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.